Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Just remember, love will find me.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan, broadcasting live from the Schnucks in O'Fallon, the smoked ribs are out. Oh, does this look spectacular?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Wow, does that look great. Hey, you know what also is great? Hollywood Casino, the best place to watch a concert in St. Louis by far. Joining us now is Micah Skillington. Micah, a big weekend, a big month for Hollywood Casino. Tell us about it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, last night we kind of kicked off this weekend with Chris Young at the amphitheater, and then tonight is Santana and then Hootie and the Blowfish this weekend. I mean, what a crazy lineup for the weekend. It's kind of got something for everybody. And, you know, Hollywood Casino, we're the place to go before the concert and after the concert. We got you covered.
Yeah, tell me about the patio parties for both of these and the VIP parties for both of these concerts.
Absolutely. So what we do is we have a pre-party out there before the concert. It's out on our patio right outside of Hop's House. You can get some food. You can get some beverages. You can enjoy some entertainment. We have radio stations out there. And it's just a really fun way to kind of get you in the mood for that concert that you're getting ready to head over to. And then we do offer VIP packages that, you know, is all-inclusive. And you can get your food and you get your drink and you can enjoy the still enjoy the party and the atmosphere and get you over there.
Boy, that is awesome. And are there tickets available for Santana or Hootie and the Blowfish?
They are. There is still tickets available for both shows. You know, you can go to Ticketmaster.com or go through Live Nation and purchase your tickets. There is still tickets available. We do have some hotel rooms still available. It is limited, but we do have a few here at Hollywood Casino if you want to make a weekend out of it, you know, and just have a great time.
That's awesome. I can't imagine a better concert than Santana. Micah, great work. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
All right. That's Micah Skillington joining us from Hollywood Casino. Okay, Chuck, you wanted to talk a little bit about Mizzou recruiting in the St. Louis area. And overall, you are not impressed. I think the number...
Shocking.
Let's see. Is the number... the seven St. Louis kids now... And they got the most recent one is Jalen St. John, an offensive lineman, a 300-pounder from Trinity where they won the state title. You're not impressed at all with Mizzou recruiting? Or?
I mean, it's okay.
Put the mic down.
I mean, it's okay.
How long is the radio?
These are all three-star athletes. What does Pinko used to say? We'll coach them up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not impressive. They're still the five-star people from the area. Are still going to other schools. Who's the wide receiver that went to
from
Ohio
the SMAC,
State?
He's going to Notre Dame now.
No, I mean, yeah. We're not getting
okay,
the right
so
guys.
Antonio Doyle from Lutheran North is a four-star guy, and he also committed to Mizzou. So they have a four-star guy.
Oh, they get close.
And then they got the kid from East St. Louis. Let's see, what's his name? Kevon Billingsley, and he was offered by Arkansas and Florida.
So I look at it like this. The last couple of years they were getting goose egg. They had nothing. So they're making some progress. They're making some inroads. The bottom line is now you get some of these St. Louis kids, they got to get there and they got to have success. And they got to be an integral part of the program, get guys to obviously have some success when they get there, and then maybe you'll see a trickle-down effect moving forward. But you're right. The bottom line is the top guys. You got to start landing some of these top guys. And they have
once
in the
in
past. Sheldon Richardson, they've gotten they got the kid, the lineman from East St. Louis a few years
Jeremy
back.
Jeremy Macklin, if you want to wait while
they
go back.
They got Macklin, but you know who I'm talking about.
Here we go. Listen.
What's the lineman's
just
name
because
who's been there the last couple of years?
Who's the
Terry Beckner Jr.?
Terry Beckner Jr.
Five-star
East
St. Louis.
The kid that got an offer from Arkansas and Florida. A lot of times these schools will offer a second-tier guy a scholarship in order to stay close to the school and stay close to the coach. So don't always look at the other schools that are offering them a contract.
Arkansas is a down program.
Okay, so if you don't want to be impressed by that, then are you impressed by four stars next to these two guys they got?
Yeah, four star next to a bunch of three stars. So that means they're going to turn into three stars.
Do you know that next year they play 12 games? And Brian and I looked it up yesterday.
Oh,
it looks like they're going to be favored in 11 of them.
Yeah, but who are their first five games against?
Give me the schedule
Little
here.
Little Sisters of the Poor, Pitney State.
No, they got a real quarterback, though.
Our guys on the staff.
They'll be good this year. They got a legitimate
quarterback.
So you're not going to be impressed if they go 10-2 next year or 9-3.
Who they go? It depends on who they beat.
Yep.
Who
read the schedule with?
They're at Wyoming.
Oh, that's true.
Home versus West Virginia.
Oh, that's a good game. That's a good team.
You were about to be real sarcastic about that too.
West Virginia is always a formidable team.
Home versus Southeast Missouri State. South Carolina versus Troy versus Ole Miss at Vandy at Kentucky at Georgia.
Okay.
Versus Florida versus Tennessee and then at Arkansas.
So you say they're going to beat South Carolina?
Well, South Carolina's at home.
Yeah, they'll win.
So you're going to beat Kentucky?
Yes.
Mizzou's going to beat Kentucky.
You'll lose at Georgia.
They're going to lose to South Carolina, Kentucky, and Georgia. And maybe Vanderbilt because Coach Mason has done a better job recruiting. We laugh at Vanderbilt every year. They either beat Mizzou or give them a fantastic season. Let's wait and see. I ain't talking about. I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about right now. They've got a better. I don't care. They've recruited well. Stoops has done well. Kentucky recruit. They've got a couple. They got four-star guys. The athletes down there are better than the ones we got here.
I think that.
Bottom line,
Chuck. If Mizzou goes 9-3 in the SEC, playing at least one good non-conference, that's a good season.
It's the same thing we do every year. They're going to go to the Potty Bowl and win that. Same thing we do every year. So, we're not going to win the SEC championship.
Hey,
there's
the same level of optimism heading into the season every single year. We go through this every year. Going down the schedule. Is this a win? Is this a loss? Is this a win? Or it's time for Odom to get it done. It's time
to win. We do the same thing every single year.
It's time to
win. We almost beat that team last year. That don't mean that you didn't win.
Right. It's time to win.
I'll tell you what. I asked this question yesterday. In fact, the last 2 days we had various roundtables. And I said, who do you think 5 years from now are we going to regard as the more successful coach in Columbia? Konzo Martin or Barry Odom?
That is a great question.
That's a hard to answer, too.
One is really starting to trend up a little bit and favored to win 11 out of 12.
I wouldn't say
the other
really
is in a killer conference with all these professional recruiters and coming off a disappointing season. Now, I believe in Konzo. I think he's a good coach. But, man, that is a tall task down
Konzo
there right now.
Has Konzo beat some top 10 opponents? Does he ever beat top 10 opponents? Or top 20 opponents.
Not last year.
Does Mizzou's football team beat?
Last year they did. Who'd they beat
they
top
beat
25? Florida. Yeah.
Florida. First time that they did in your guy Drew Luck's career.
Oh, they're great quarterback. He's going to have a sensational season.
Drew Luck.
Just going to be one. We got to follow that.
I got to figure out how to spend my $100, man. I got it framed right now in my office because, of course, Frank gave me the $100.
Did you frame it?
I framed it. I don't want to spend it just yet.
Missing Maine with mine.
Saving it for something special.
That was very kind of you, Chuck. Let people know, bought me a Mizzen Maine shirt, the most stylish shirt ever, and brought it to me last week. And I wore it on the air.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right, what else? What do you got?
Don't say it.
What else you got going this weekend, Chuck?
That came out of his closet, you know.
I've got to just go to Cafe Napoli. Napoli 1-2 tonight. And
you're going to go to
maybe
both.
Do a little brick top.
You're going to both?
Yeah, I'm going to both. I'm going to both. I'm going to the young one. Of course, in Clayton, it's more of a younger groove.
Clayton is a younger groove?
Why
is that?
Andy can tell you.
Much younger.
Much younger groove. That's where Scott Rosenblum and Tom Collins, they're the oldest people there next to me. But it's
younger.
A young groove there.
So but it's fun. Good spot.
Good spot.
What do you got going?
Going to dancing. He's going dancing.
You know what? We haven't decided. I don't know. We're going to be out tomorrow night. We'll be out Saturday night. I don't know what we're doing yet, though. Got a babysitter.
All right, what else in the sports world? Boy, Martin picked the wrong day to be off today with all this tremendous food.
Yeah. You better save him some. Freeze it.
Yeah. What else, guys? Oh, I want to touch on this one. Chuck, you have a thought on this. Is that Jason Tatum is going to be a good article by Ben Fredrickson today. Tatum is happy about getting to play with Kemba Walker. And I think he's going to bounce back and have a better year.
Because he's got the bad guy, the bad apple, out of the locker room.
It's, you know, by Kyrie Irving being such a bad apple, there's so many teams. How come so many teams wanted his services for being such a bad apple?
I don't know how many besides New Jersey.
There were 10 teams. There were 10 teams, right? Okay. But he's such a bad apple. He hated the city he was in.
Hey.
He was just bad, man.
Hey.
He was on his last year of his contract. He's the guy that controls the tempo of the game. do your thing. Get the hell out of Dodge.
Durant,
he did.
Durant's
him and Durant will play
too.
Well together.
You think Durant's going to hate him?
I think so.
Oh.
No, you watch Kyrie Irving play. To me, he seems like he wouldn't be an easy player to play with.
He's a lot of guys are like
he's
that.
He's a little bit unpredictable in terms of what he's going to do. You know, he's obviously got great skill level.
Well, people said that about Russell Westbrook.
His ball handling ability. He's a great ball player, don't get me wrong. But he just seems a little too unpredictable. I think he's difficult for a star player to create chemistry with.
Well, they said that about Kobe Bryant. Some players said that about LeBron James.
He's not Kobe.
He's not Kobe.
He's not
LeBron.
Now, Kobe was a tough guy to play with. You know that, Frank.
Yeah.
He was tough as nails.
Yeah, but see, Kobe can win 1-on-5. Doesn't matter.
People didn't like always playing with Michael Jordan because of his attitude. That's why him and Kerr got into a fight.
Well, him and Kerr got into a fight because the second team was beating the first team in a scrimmage, and Michael didn't like it and slugged Kerr.
Yeah.
I love it.
Kerr didn't back down, though,
no.
either.
Kerr was a little better player than people think, too.
Oh, he
was an unbelievable
really
shooter.
I liked him better than Paxton.
He's a winner.
Isn't that incredible? They replaced one white shooter with another, and they won 3 more championships with each.
We have to do that. It's called equality.
No. Why has it got to be about race? I don't understand that.
I didn't say anything about race.
Oh, I wanted to bring up your guy from Duke got ejected again last night.
Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen.
Your favorite player in the world.
That's my guy.
Who actually is not a very good player in the NBA.
No.
Him and Jason Sutherland were my two favorite players.
Grayson Allen, playing in a summer league game, was on the wrong end of a back screen, and then he was upset and just
slugged him.
Basically,
he hit a guy?
Dirty, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be dirty. You need a dirty guy sometimes.
They kicked him out of a summer league game.
He may not have make a long living in the NBA.
You know, every year I say I'm going to go to Vegas for the summer league. You know, and whenever I'm in Vegas in the summertime, it's always at the wrong time.
Rocky, you know this, too.
I'm heading out there next
this
year.
This may be the best summer league they've ever had. After the first game,
when Zion got hurt, to change.
It's over.
He played 9 minutes, and then it was done.
But ESPN loves the NBA. They've got Wimbledon on one channel.
I know.
They got the summer league on all day and all evening.
Yeah.
And the NBA just controls
But the summer is more interesting, it just seems like, than the regular season. I mean, the playoffs are a different thing, but the summer, I will say it, man, the NBA, and for years, they do it the right way. But those 9 minutes for Zion were unbelievable to watch.
By the way, Blake Ahern coaching Jordan Barnett in that league.
And he'll be the next coach.
Barnett had a great dunk the other day.
Yes. Everybody thinks Ahern would get the coaching job. Mm-hmm. The lady's going to get it ahead of him. Watch and see. That lady
you're talking about in San Antonio?
In San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. Blake's not a candidate for the head coaching job of the Spurs.
Blake will be the next head coach of St. Louis University when that day comes. Who knows when it will.
Actually, Blake's next job may be on John Beilein's bench in Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be a good job for him.
Yeah, it'd be great to learn under Beilein.
Yeah. He can evaluate talent better than most people.
You think Beilein will be a good NBA coach?
Well, the problem is they have no players.
Why do these guys who make millions and millions of dollars in college basketball, why would they want to go take on the pressure of being a head coach in the NBA?
Man, you know what? Coming up this year, I know we're out of time.
Live in a
college
town.
You do get paid a lot of money.
Live in a college town. Run the town. Be the king of the town. I would just be comfortable staying
there. This may be the best NBA season we've seen in a long time because there's more parity now than they've had for years, and it's a two-star team now. It used to be the three stars and the super teams. It's going to be fantastic.
All right, let's take a break. You guys can stick around and eat. H. Balzer is going to join us for a few minutes about the XFL tryout. Charlie, you thinking about trying out?
The XFL tryout.
I'm saving myself for my going back on the stage to perform.
Well, they have an open tryout?
Him and Joe Rodgers
it's not open. You got to be. You have to have an invitation. You can't just walk out
You know what?
There.
I should try out.
The media is
Shut
open.
Shut down corner.
Three interceptions.